Joining the show this morning from the Belleville Professional Firefighters Toy Center, we have Belleville firefighter Ryan Turcotte. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Pretty well.
Ryan is involved with the toy drive here for Belleville, and want to get this off right off the top. Congratulations. The Rotary Club of Belleville recently acknowledged you last week. Paul Harris Award winner. And I know you're at a special luncheon with other Paul Harris Award winners. They honored you for your commitment and community work. How'd that make you feel?
Well, it felt great. It was really a privilege to get to be there, and I actually got to have one of my volunteers, one of my good friends, Margot Holloway, there, who was one of the first local recipients of the Paul Harris Award. So it was really, I felt really proud to get to be there with her, having had her help me with all this work for the last 14 years. So,
well, congratulations, Ryan. You have some real helpers with the toy drive here in Belleville. You've been at it now for 14 years. Give us the update on 2024's campaign.
2024's campaign is, I'll be very honest with you, the numbers, we have a lot more kids this year, or seem to have a lot more kids this year, and, we're waiting for toy donations to start rolling in. They usually start around now, so it's a busy year, busy, busy year.
And where can people drop off these new toys, Ryan?
There's always, every year I have various local businesses who are always supporting us, doing their own little toy drives, so if you do hear of local businesses doing that, you can drop off there. But our main drop-off points would be the Quinty Mall, the Bayview Mall, and then both Fire Station 1 at 60 Bettis and Fire Station Number 2 at 72 Moira Street West.
Yeah, those are stories of inspiration. And, Ryan, when you hear that different companies or offices, they all collect the money and they all go out and get something for the Belleville Toy Drive, it shows that everybody's connected and willing to help.
Absolutely. That's actually probably one of my favorite parts about the toy drive is the amount of people, businesses, and groups in this area who all take the time to come together to do something for other people who need it in the community. And that's the real inspiration, is just seeing all these individuals come together on their own and put a lot of work, time, and money into it. And we always thank them. That, like, we can't do this without them.
Anything else you want to get in this morning?
Just a giant thank you to the whole community in advance, and a big thank you again for last year. This program continues to be successful, and we're very fortunate to have the community we do here and to live with all the people we do. So thank you.
And Ryan, just one quick question. What's the deadline for donating the toys? Super important.
We don't really have a deadline because, like, any toys that we just can't quite get out this year, help get us started next year, because we start packing at the start of November. But basically by the second week of December, if you guys get toys in, we can usually get them out.
Ryan Turcotte, looking after the Belleville Professional Firefighters annual toy drive. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.